This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Tonight we're going to begin to talk about another prophet, one of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the five known as Ulul Azm, those prophets like Ibrahim alayhi salam. This prophet is one of five that are considered to be of the highest ranking prophets and messengers, known for their strength and their resolve. May Allah bestow his peace and blessings upon them all. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim ajma'in. There are a lot of extraordinary things about this prophet. And this particular prophet, we have a very special connection with him as Muslims, as an ummah. He is the most mentioned in the Quran. And if you bring all the pieces and all the passages in the Quran that talk about him, you will find that we have almost the complete story of his life. From birth all the way right until before his death. There isn't much mention about his death. There's not anything. But up until he basically delivered his people and accomplished his mission. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And by now you all know that we are talking about Al-Kalim, Musa alayhi salam, Musa bin Imran. Musa, the son of Imran, who's also known as Kalimullah, the one that spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most mentioned prophet in the Quran. And there are a lot of similarities between the people of Musa, Banu Israel, in a particular time period, and the Muslim Ummah. We know that Musa was born in Egypt. And there is something very extraordinary about Musa. So today, and obviously we cannot do justice to Musa and his story if we only talk about it in one episode. There's no way. So today I wanted to talk about a particular quality that distinguishes Musa. Obviously it's a quality that all of the prophets and the messengers possessed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to mention in the Quran that Musa, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ إيش؟ إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. In another qira'ah, مُخْلِصًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mention in the book Moses. For he was, in one qira'ah, in one recitation, mukhlas, which means chosen and purified. Chosen and purified. In another qira'ah, mukhlis, which means sincere and pure. Purified and pure. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes that Musa alayhi salam had both risala, he was a messenger, and he was a prophet. And then the Quran in different parts, in various parts of it, talks about the story of Musa or different scenes and different parts of the story of Musa. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, which we have recited, Allah Azza wa Jalla already mentions Musa to us. Mentions Musa alayhi salam, that he was sent to Banu Israel. You know that Allah Azza wa Jalla favored them with that. The 40 days that Musa alayhi salam went away, right? And the various miracles. Nothing, not much being mentioned about Musa and Fir'aun. So today, I wanted to highlight this particular quality of Musa alayhi salam. He was so sincere, and he was forthcoming, and he was very passionate, right? Musa, perhaps maybe, was one of the most passionate prophets alayhi salam. And this passion of his actually caused him to be proactive even after his death. And I'm going to keep it short tonight, inshallah ta'ala. The sincerity of Musa and his forthcoming right? And him being someone that takes the initiative, being so passionate, right? Made Musa alayhi salam actually develop a very special connection to us Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that when Allah azza wa jal raised him sallallahu alayhi wasallam to heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pray and to order his ummah to pray, how many times a day? 50 times. That on his way back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam run into Musa alayhi salam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is now running into who? Musa ibn Imran. We know the prophets and messengers are alive in heaven. So Musa ibn Imran asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as to what Allah azza wa jal commanded him to do in that very intimate setting, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there was no one, no interpreter, no angel, nothing, no wasiqa. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose to share with Musa alayhi salam what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. One of which was, part of which was that Allah azza wa jal ordered me and my ummah to pray 50 times a day. So what does Musa alayhi salam do? He offers the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a sincere advice. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it comes to nasiha, nasiha, by the way, a lot of people translate nasiha as what? Advice. Nasiha actually means to be pure, right? The state of purity, to give the most genuine, right? Gesture, right? It means to be genuine. That's what nasiha means. And an advice was called nasiha because it's supposed to come out of what? Out of place of sincerity and purity. It's supposed to be genuine. Out of care and passion. When you offer someone nasiha, when you offer someone advice, it's supposed to be coming from a place of what? Love and care and passion for that individual. So you're supposed to be sincere in your nasiha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Ad-deenu nasiha." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that one of the rights of a believer is to offer nasiha to them. You see them doing something wrong. You see them needing nasiha. Sometimes people may not even realize that they're doing things wrong. Sometimes people may not even realize that they're getting themselves in trouble until someone comes and points that out to them. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-mir'ah." That a believer to another believer is like a mirror. You reflect that individual's, right, beauty as well as what? Deficiencies. You see, mirror don't add pounds. They don't make you fatter. They don't make you look better than you are. They just reflect reality as it is, right? And they also, you know, reveal the beauty of the individual and the greatness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you admire yourself, remember to say, mashallah, mashallah. Okay. And remember to ask Allah azza wa jalla to beautify your character as He beautified your creation. But also, the mirror gives you a chance to what? Notice some of your deficiencies, things that need to be taken care of. Right? Likewise, the believer is supposed to do that. And not only reflect the bad things, by the way, also reflect the good things. Right? So when we offer nasiha, we have to remember that. So Musa alayhi salam says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, "O Muhammad, I have dealt with Banu Israel. And I'm speaking from experience. Your ummah will not be able to handle that. So fasal rabbaka takhfif. So go back to your Lord and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to reduce it." Right? In one narration, it said that the Prophet ﷺ goes once. In another narration, it says that the Prophet ﷺ goes multiple times. Each time, Musa alayhi salam, the salah being reduced by five prayers. And Musa alayhi salam, each time taking the initiative and offering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advice and asking him to go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce it. Until it was reduced to 5 prayers with a reward of 50. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back, Musa alayhi salam told him, go and ask for more reduction. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I'm too shy to do that. We can handle this. Don't worry, Musa, we can handle it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam believes that we can handle it as an ummah. So we have that particular incident created that connection between us and Musa alayhi salam. We owe it to him, right? To say alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine if we had to pray 50 times a day. 5 times and we're struggling as it is, right? We're struggling. Until the month of Ramadan comes, obviously. And then what? We realize that it's possible. It's doable. Because not only do we pray 5 times a day, we pray multiple times a day. How many rak'ahs do we pray a day? And then we realize all of a sudden that we do have the energy, we do have the motivation, we do have the capacity and the ability to do that. We just have to have what? The passion that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the prophets before him like Musa had. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our passion for this religion and to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala as we should. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon His Prophet Musa ibn Imran wa ala nabiyyina as-salatu was-salam. Assalamu alaikum.